Hi, this is Dylan Evans again here. I am still, luckily enough for me and everyone with us, in Sayulita, Mexico. We are here for the Paddleboard World Championships ISA 2015, and I'm here with the team manager, Simon Bassett. Now, Simon is the guy who's been organising everything for us, and as of yet, it's just been about the competitors, but without him, there is no event. So, Simon, you've been with us the whole way. Talk to us, what does it take to be the manager? What do you mean? A lot of time you've had to put in. Talk us through some of the stuff you had to do and what it's been like looking after all of us little kids.
It's been quite a lot of meetings, quite a lot of emails about dealing with the selection process that took a lot of time. And there were some problems there. And also sort of dealing with the stuff, you know, while we're here, like I've been doing all the photos and, you know, the pressure that each competitor is under during the day, and you've got to deal with the stress that each person has to deal with.
Yeah, I mean, compared to all of us, your tan has not been as good. You spent, unless your computer gives you a tanning option, you've been probably going to be the whitest of all of us. You seem to be glued to your laptop, keeping everybody back home updated on what's going on with really good images and a bit of banter as well.
It's taken a lot of time, because you spend, as you guys are doing all your heats, I'm there firing pictures off, and then when you've finished, I go back and edit the pictures, then send it up on Facebook, and then send it out to some of the mags, and, you know, we're working with another mag to sort of produce a whole thing on the team. So yeah, it has been quite a lot of work.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen, I think as we're coming towards the latter stage of the event, you know, the feeling that, you know, you probably are protecting us from a lot of hassle and stress and stuff that's going on in the background to allow us to focus on what we're going to do. And as I think all the competitors have talked about this, that having one of these events is the team event, so a lot of the pressure of an individual event is taken off. And yeah, your role in that, I think, is we've only had a little glimpse into what you've had to do there. But
it's been exciting, because it's sort of, you can see the level. There's a lot of talent in the UK, and I think what I realised by being here is that if we can refocus the efforts of Team GB and sort of really incorporate the prone team into our team, we now could be looking at a top 10 or under a top 10 position. But that selection process has not been done in the UK, we are missing a fourth of our results. Luckily you and Holly and a few of the others have jumped in and done some prone, but if we had some rankings in the prone, we'd be up in the top 10. So I think for the UK, we've got the depth of talent. We now need to reorganise Team GB, and we need to up the level. There's an elite competition level that's here in the world that is barely present in the UK. There's 2% of the riders in surf and in tech and in distance who are in that field, and we need those guys put under pressure to get them to, you know, the top 5%. We need to aim higher.
Definitely. I think everyone's felt that, everyone feels the energy, and coming at the end of this event, everybody's really ramped up and keen, you know, to support together, everyone's really gelling and really want to work towards a better future for GB to make sure we can get ourselves up the ranking. So I mean, everyone's been talking about their competing and the waves and blah blah blah, but Sayulita as a town, how's it been for you?
It's been fantastic. I've been to Baja in Mexico before, but this place is fantastic. It's a real friendly, cool sort of little hippie town. There's lots of great places to eat. You know, there's stacks of different surf spots you can travel to from Sayulita. And I'd certainly put it on a list for me to come back. I think it's a great place.
Yeah, I've eaten in so many different restaurants, from quality steak to cow brain. It's been a delight on all levels.
I have to say, I avoided the cow brain, but you were okay from it.
I held that. My stomach seems to be okay so far. Team morale over the whole week, how's that been?
It's been good. I think you know, there's tension before the heat start. You can feel it. Everyone's up really early. It's not like we're slouching out of bed. Most of the time we're out of bed at first light for a dawny or some race training, some starts and getting through the surf. So it's been good.
And so for next year, we're hoping to have a stronger team. Everyone's keen on it. I know a lot of people are interested in running a little bit more training programs and helping train specifically for For the sort of events we're coming up against, specifically with the racing and the surf, how do you think? What do you think your visions are for us to go forward?
Well, I think we're going to get the selection process sorted out for 2016.
Yeah,
I hope within sort of 10 days from coming back from here, that will be done.
Cool.
We're going to use a committee to help us tune that up.
Yeah.
We want it to see as sort of non-personal, so it's sort of an objective way that people can fairly compete and you know, organise the events to make the selection, which will be towards the end of the season.
Okay, great. And hopefully we're going to get a little bit more previous competitive training going in for the new guys who are coming, to good support, so they're prepared. And
yeah, I think, I mean, we've all chatted about it here. There's an absolute definite need to create sort of elite performance camps for people who want to push themselves, because there's a lot of good clubs and a good race scene that's going on within the UK already, but the top 2% need to be not winning those events. They need to be with competitors who can beat them, so they're stretched.
Yes.
And the only time we're meeting that is when we get here. And you know, I think the talent that is within the UK, we really have an option to be in top five, in my personal view. We just need to adjust the mentality and the training to get there.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I mean, I know everybody on the team, myself included, I mean, we all agree that you've been like absolute legend organising everything from behind the scenes from very early on in the season. None of us really knew what was going on, but you were there putting your time in and sort of like neglecting your business and family life a lot to support us, and we all really appreciate that. And especially since, like, last minute yourself with two of the brand the company 2XS and Supper have come in and filled quite a substantial budget deficit to get us here, you know, and without that I think we wouldn't have been able to represent our country so proudly and so well. So I mean, I think a big thanks goes out from everybody for that one. And yeah, I think you can be really proud of what you've achieved for us and with us, and it's been an honour to do this.
Yeah, it's been, you know, from my point of view, we've had a great time. Everyone's got on really well. We've had loads of sort of fans from around the local area, British people, and non-British people have come up and supported the team, and a massive support back home.
Yeah, definitely.
So we're, you know, and the ISA, they've put on a good show, and it's been a great event.
Yeah, excellent. All right, Simon, well, I know you like all of us, are looking forward to, or not looking forward to, a nice long flight home, back to your Blighty, but yeah, safe travels, and we'll see you back on the side.
Thanks, Glenn.
No worries.